had a thought just now when Kashan had finished singing and we applauded. You know, you watch a brilliant athlete, you watch some stunning performance by a musician, someone singing something. I don't know if you've seen that YouTube, that viral YouTube that's going on right now about this fellow with the golden voice. Got strung out on drugs and once was a radio host of some kind. And if you've seen the video, it's stunning. You go, because here's this bedraggled, broken shell of a man, and this beautiful, beautiful voice comes out of him. And I guess what I'm leading to is something that I hope for the world, and I, of course, hope it for you first, is that one day when you hear, see, taste, touch, experience something that is beautiful, unique, inspiring, that instead of the usual reaction, which most of us have, of either in some cases idolizing the individual, suddenly wishing that you had such a gift, or in the opposites, resenting the individual or wondering why they were given something that you weren't given. And any one of the 180 degrees in that spectrum of possibilities, that instead of that, you'd hear something, see something, experience something, and the very presence of it would remind you of God. Because it's God's voice. It's God's music. It's God's beauty. It's God's balance. It's God's love. It's the expression of these infinite possibilities contained in the presence of an individual gifted to be that expression. Then you would not only be sharing properly in the moment with the gift that was given to you through the one who was gifted with it, but you couldn't feel anything other than a communion with the whole of the content of that moment, instead of feeling isolated and apart from it due to some errant wish on the part of a mind that's always chasing something and never coming up with it. Now, you can't womp this up inside of you. You're never going to create for yourself this nature that suddenly experiences life that way, but you can recognize the inherent goodness in the idea of it, and you can begin little by little to taste a completely different relationship with moments like that, with reality, if you're willing to. If you really listen, if you're really quiet, the communication of the whole action is all inside of it at once. And then, to finalize this little thought, the whole thing speaks of a greatness. And the greatness it speaks of is not the greatness of the person doing the action, and it's not the greatness of the person who has heard the action. It's the greatness of that which holds both of those opposites at once, and that one can be part of that holiness that is the living expression of the divine.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit, Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.